USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In a story breaking a day early, President Trump plans to announce Amy Coney Barrett as his nominee to the Supreme Court, according to a number of news sources, to fill the seat vacated by the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. The president will be making that announcement during a White House event tomorrow at 5 o'clock. Barrett currently serves as a judge on the 7th Circuit Court of Appeals. Among the deluge of explosive claims tucked inside the new Senate Republican report about Hunter Biden's business dealings is the allegation the Democratic presidential nominee's son has a history of paying Russian or Eastern European women linked to sex trafficking. The 87-page report was released on Wednesday, provided few specific details regarding that allegation. It did point to a number of Russian and Ukrainian-connected transactions. More details will be coming out on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. Are you in need of a healthcare program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You could feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
The Oregon Health Authority announced 457 new confirmed coronavirus cases and 3 new deaths, the single highest day reported in that state since the first person tested positive for the virus back in February. Cases continued to trend upward all week and had an outbreak of 79 infections at a place called Pacific Seafood in Clatsop County. Public health officials said the outbreak was first detected September 15th, but did not yet meet the threshold for public disclosure. The last time Oregon saw a similar spike in cases, Governor Kate Brown issued a statewide mask mandate for indoors and outdoors. The governor of the state of Virginia, Ralph Northam, and his wife have now tested positive for COVID-19, according to his office. The governor, who is a doctor, was told that a member of his staff had tested positive for the coronavirus. Northam and his wife were then tested. Northam is not experiencing any symptoms, while his wife is only experiencing mild symptoms. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Governor Ron DeSantis lifted all restrictions on restaurants and other businesses in Florida and banned local fines against people who refuse to wear masks as he seeks to be one of the first states to completely reopen their economy despite the spread of coronavirus. The Republican governor's order unleashed fresh debate in the politically divided state where the pandemic responses have become intertwined with the upcoming presidential election. The governor's announcement allows restaurants across the state to immediately reopen at full capacity and prevents any city or county from ordering them to close or operate at less than half capacity. Google's parent company has reached a $310 million settlement in a shareholder lawsuit over its treatment of allegations of executives' sexual misconduct. Alphabet said that it will prohibit severance packages for anyone fired for misconduct or is the subject of sexual misconduct investigations. A special team will investigate any allegations against executives and report to the board's audit committee. Thousands of Google employees walked out of work in protest 2018 after the New York Times revealed Android creator Andrew Rubin received $90 million in severance, even though several employees had filed misconduct allegations against him. Shareholder lawsuits followed, and in 2019, Google launched a board investigation over how it handles misconduct allegations. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.